Judge Tim Kelly ruled in November that the vouchers couldn't be paid for through the public school funding formula. The case is headed for the state Supreme Court. In a joint budget committee meeting on Friday, retired school superintendent Representative J. Rogers Pope grilled Department of Education finance chief Beth Susineau on what happens if the ruling is upheld.
How do we plan to make up that difference?
I don't really have an answer for that today. It will all depend
on
the ruling.
And that number I'm seeing somewhere is in the neighborhood of between $25 and $30 million. Is that correct?
Maybe in that ballpark, yes.
The Department of Education is counting on the court ruling being reversed rather than coming up with a solution for filling the $30 million hole. In a statement, department spokesperson Barry Landry said that, as with any program, the method for funding will be determined through the budgeting processes. A new public school funding formula is filed every year with the legislature. The next is due with all the other bills on March 15th. Kelly Connolly, WRKF News.